You mean just arranging rocks and covering up weeds or what?
That could be. You can use rocks for mulch, and that's a valid use of them. I've got some projects where we've done that in the past. And, of course, it's durable. It's heavy. Keeps stuff from blowing away. And it doesn't need to be renewed like bark mulch or something like that does. But no, really more thinking of using rocks in the garden, potentially for rock walls or rock features, sometimes to imitate alpine natures, alpine gardens. And sometimes quite unnatural to, I mean, I've seen everything from what looks like a pudding stones. You know, you got rocks kind of randomly scattered across the yard, and then you plant stuff around them. But if we plan for using them, I guess go up near the glacier is a good place to kind of look. Some people's yards, the glacier left behind massive rocks, and you don't have a whole lot of choice because they're too big to move, so you garden around them.
Any particular types of rocks for certain areas or particular shapes?
Certainly. It depends on if you like the Stonehenge look versus just a rock wall that can be planted with, plant the crevices with plants that like really good drainage. If depending on your orientation to the sun, using the rocks. The challenge usually is finding stackable or flattish rocks. You can buy them. I mean, there are rock nurseries. You can order them through businesses that have flat rocks, slate, and various types of rock. And of course, you can go out and gather your own locally, check with the local folks who are doing blasting of rock and sorting of rock. And if you go up to some of those folks who are clearing lots, particularly up toward the glacier and such, a lot of those folks will say, oh, please haul them away all you want. So, yeah, it's kind of choosing the look that you want, arranging them somehow that looks sort of tasteful, whether it be just this big rock pile with some soil in between versus, like I said, a rock wall. And you've got to think even before you get started on that, do you have solid ground that you put, I mean, like where I am, I've got muskeg at my house. If I put the big rocks out there, they just kind of sink out of sight slowly over the course of some years. So you got to have a good base to build the rock wall or rock garden on top of.
Do you have a particular mentor or rock garden expert or some sort of Japanese garden master who can kind of give us some ideas as far as design principles?
I don't have that, but there certainly I've picked up over the years different books on rock gardening or gardening with rocks or designing with rocks. And certainly when I visit other gardens, botanical gardens and such, many of them have rock gardens. A lot of Japanese gardens will have very simple ones that may have just one or two or three featured rocks with gravel, raked in patterns, and a tree. Or some lovely moss that is cultivated upon those rocks. And we can do that too, although if we wait, the moss will grow, you know, on the rocks by itself or on our house or my truck or our bodies if we don't move fast enough.
And why do you offer this up? Is this just kind of an alternative to the usual greenery, or is it kind of a form of borders?
It can be all of that. Gardeners like to have something different than their neighbor. You know, it's not, rather than having a lawn, which of course to me is the four-letter word, or a vegetable garden, maybe they want something. You don't need to have a lot of plants. Of course, I like primroses, as do a lot of folks. A lot of them are alpine plants that grow well in that sort of a situation. So you can make, it can be a real small one. It can be a 4 to 6 foot wide and a few feet tall rocks with a garden with maybe only half a ton of rocks or so. That's the other thing to think about too, of course, is rocks are heavy. So if you're going out there with your Subaru to get a load of rocks, pace yourself and look at the springs and see how low your tires are before you throw in one more rock.
Yeah, consider last time you had a mechanic look at the suspension before you do that.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Otherwise, have an old truck or an old whatever, and if you're doing the hauling. And not to mention maybe have your chiropractor on call too, or hire a couple of young, strong people so that you can direct, place that rock there, and oh, just turn it a little bit this way, a little bit that way, and oh, that's the wrong rock, take that one out and put this one in instead. You can play with them. And you may collect rocks from all over, and they may be special rocks from here and there that you, in your travels, you bring back rocks in your suitcase, as long as you keep it under the 50-pound minimum or maximum, or go for quantity.
Any particular examples around town that we can look at for ideas?
There's a good question there. I know out at the Jensen Olsen Arboretum is a small, couple of different rock walls and use of rocks there. I know I've placed, I guess Fred Meyer's is a spot where years ago in an area near the entrance, it was an area that gets no water, no rainfall from overhead. It had a complete overhang. And it was supposed to have plants in it. Instead, we suggested, and they accepted, putting rocks in. And we did. We used a variety of glacial rocks there. So there's no plants there. And you don't necessarily have to have plants, or just a few don't. I guess out at True North Bank is another place where we installed a variety of big rocks and with plants in between. So look at nature. Go up on the mountain. And see what happens, or if you go out to the glacier, some of those areas that are just recently uncovered, and think, gee, boy, those are ever so tastefully arranged rocks. And I do that at my yard.
Okay, we're out of time. Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.